teacher in the school. At the time of the Sahaba, they used to hang the stick. They don't hit, but they just hang it. So the people, the students know that, if you do much noise, you're going to be hit. So they keep quiet. Now, it's kind of fitting, but it's a preparation. While if we see a teacher has a habit to hit the students, we say, he's a man of truth. You are cheering the boys. You are making them scared. They may stop coming to the school. But if he just hung it, as what the Sahaba did, so the kids were like, oh, there's the stick. Keep quiet. So it's a preparation. It's one form of preparation. Another form of preparation is what Islam does. The declaration of punishments. When somebody kills in Islam, we bring him to a yard and we call everybody to come and cut off his head. Why? We can do that in the jail. But, and this is still a punishment, but we want it to be an offering so the other will be turned. They stop. Oh, we don't kill anybody. When somebody steals, cut his hand in front of everyone. Why? For the benefit of the community. So everyone sees it's serious. It's not a joke. It's serious. If you steal, then you cut. If you practice adultery, if you never been married, you're going to be lashed in front of the people. If you're married, you're going to be stoned till death. So when people see this, crime goes down. And that's why, well, these are practiced openly, the crime is very low. And where it is practiced and hidden, then crime goes up. Although they still practice it, they still kill for killing, they still do this, but in hidden. So people do not see it, and always people believe of what they see. They believe of what they see. So this is kind of preparation. You are preparing a whole community to avoid any kind of terrorism, which is killing others, stealing, etc. These are two examples of the preparation. Irhab, terrorism, by the meaning of preparation. The other one is the i'tida'at. And I call here three major methods of implementing or reaching these things, these targets, which is the transgressions. First, and transportations, and this is the most dangerous one amongst the three, as we see, terror in planes. See, you scared whom? You did not scare the army. You scare the innocents. Even if necessarily they are going to travel from place to another, they are still holding their hearts, thinking that we might be killed in a moment. Besides that, flying itself is kind of danger, but when terrorism comes amongst it, become even worse. And maybe an old man, Muslim old man, moving from a place to another for treatment, and you cause that this person dies for fear, being terror. So this is very dangerous, very, very dangerous. The rumor of it caused a big problem, big panic in the whole world. in the whole world, even the Muslim world would be affected. 2 days ago, one of my students from Castles in Caribbean was coming through the UK, going to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for attending Islamic seminars being given. He was held here in the airport for a couple of days because of the crowd. And he ended up losing his flight in Riyadh going to Jeddah. SubhanAllah, this man now, the sin of this man, he stayed in the airport, sleeping on the seats. SubhanAllah. Who is responsible of this? Those who cause this kind of panic. And do you think that they are run off punishment? Allah knows them, and Allah will punish them. Remember Allah says, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-dhulma ala nafsi, wa ja'altu baynakum muharrama, fala tadhalamu luh. Allah said, Ya ibadi, O my slaves. He did not say, Ya ayyuhal mu'minun, O you who believe. Ya ibadi, all, kafir and Muslim. No dhulm should be practiced between them, no oppression. Driven by attitudes or transgression against people, Muslims, they go and shoot or bomb the car of somebody. This is not from Islam. This is not from Islam. This is not from Islam. Against money, like bank robbing, or facilities, bombing buildings, or metro stations, or whatever it is. These all are considered from the negative terrorism. And again, I say, I put 3 lines under terrorism, because terrorism doesn't fit the word Irhab in here. It fits Irhab by the meaning of the negative Irhab, but not the one in the eye. Where and how Irhab should be? As the positive Irhab. Positive, not negative. As you said, by preparing the armies which led by the Muslim rulers, which all of the rulers today, Muslims and non-Muslims, are doing anyway. They are doing anyway in order to defend their countries. And also in the land or in the field of the battle. In the field of the battle. It was the way of fighting at the time of the Prophet ﷺ that when the two armies are facing each other, they don't start fighting until this army sends a couple of ones, this army sends a couple of ones, and they fight, and who win will call his people to stop. So this shows, you know, kind of terror to the others, but this is allowed because they are both now in the battle. Nobody can say, oh, these people oppress these people. No, this is they are coming for fighting. And when we say armies, not people, any people, no, armies. We all know the story of Abu Dujana. Abu Dujana was seen walking very bright between the two armies. Very, very bright. Having a red cloth on his head. The Prophet ﷺ saw this, and the Sahaba refuted him for that. Why are you doing that? Bright is not good. The Prophet ﷺ said, yes, it is not good except in this place. Why? To show the kuffar that we are strong. To show the kuffar we are strong. When the Prophet ﷺ came to Mecca in Aam al-Fath, in 8th of Hijrah, he told the Sahaba to do Ramal in Tawaf. Why? Because the people of Quraysh said to each other, oh, Muhammad and his people coming from Medina, and the heat of the weather of Medina made them weak. So it's the time to attack them. The Prophet ﷺ said, we have to show them some strength so they become tired. So they don't attack us. He did not say, okay, we'll tell them by attacking them. No. He just asked the Sahaba to double their activities. He said, I need you to walk faster. Although they were tired, coming from long distance. But he said, I want you to walk faster around the Kaaba. Why? So the kuffar will see, oh, they are strong. I say, wait. This is the meaning of تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ. It's not, okay, we want to show them who's strong. So you, Ali, go, like you drink zamzam, and kill them under. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. The Prophet ﷺ didn't do that. The Prophet ﷺ is not from the mufsideen, the destroyers in the earth. No. Muslims came to build up this life, not to destroy. To build up this life by taking people from the slavery of creation to the slavery state of the Creator, to become slaves of the Creator only. Other than these two places, terror is not allowed, and it is a form of destroy, which Islam refused. And when this kind of terror comes from other than the Muslim leader, then it is kind of ifsad, destroyed. It's not accepted. Whosoever is this individual, it's not accepted. And people should not follow him, should not listen to him. And whoever listen to him, smile at his face, he is a sharer of him in the sin. Even if he did not go with him. But if he is pleased to what that man doing, then he is a sharer of him in the sin. Today's terror stands and depends on destroying by few number of ignorance who think that they are the only defenders of Islam. The defenders, the real defenders of Islam are the people of knowledge. The people of knowledge. Islam is knowledge. So if you have knowledge, you have the strongest Islam. So if one of them or a group of them, without a delegation from the Muslim leader, stands to ask terror, then this is counted to be an oppression to the Muslim community, to the Muslim ruler, to the ulama, and even to those kuffar he practiced this oppression against. If he bombed the plane, he is in sin for all those he killed, even if they are not Muslims. It's not true that you kill every non-Muslim. No, it's not true. If Allah wanted them to die, it's only between two letters, B, finished. And Allah Ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Allah did not say, لِيَمْسَحَ الدِّينَ كُلَّهُ. No. لِيُظْهِرَهُ. To make Islam above. It's not to make Islam the only religion, no. To make Islam above all other religions. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ always used to tell his army commanders to call the others for three things. Islam, jizya, or fighting. It's not directly fighting, no. No, it's not like that. When Islam is practiced in the Muslim land, it is even worse. It is even worse. Now, terror is amongst the Muslims. Huh? When terrorism, what did they say? When Islam, when terrorism is practiced in the Muslim land, then it caused a major and severe defect there. You guys may not know it. I know it. In year 1400, believe me, most of the masajid were poor people. Everyone was scared. Everyone was afraid to go to pray in the masjid because of what happened in the Masjid al-Haram. This is their house. They said we want to come, we want to correct. They damaged. They destroyed. They did not give any good to Islam that time. And even the father, every father held his son who is practicing Islam and said, listen, you shave your beard or you get out of my house, never come back. Because you are a terrorist. You are a terrorist. Why? Because of these false ideas that these people are doing and spreading. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه. All the Muslim is forbidden for the Muslim to oppress, whether in blood by killing him or hurting him, whether in his hand, whether in his wealth. All this is haram. You cannot touch. You leave Muslim alone. And this for individual, what about the community? What about the ummah? The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Muslimu means the real Muslim, man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The real Muslim is the one whom the Muslims been saved from his tongue to backbite them, to curse them, to statement them kuffar, and say from his hand to harm them. And he said, Sibabul Muslim Fusuq wa qitalu kufr. Cursing the Muslim is Fusuq. Fusuq means getting away from the bad bad. Wa qitalu kufr means that no one is known to kill a Muslim except a kafir. So if the Muslim kills the Muslim, he is in the foot of kafir then. He's standing in the shoes of the kafir. How come you kill a Muslim? Whether it's a child, a woman, whether it's in the hospital, like what happened in some places, even the hospitals. If terrorism is practiced outside of the Muslim land, and this is very important, because Muslims are willing that we talk about the mistake of practicing terrorism in the Muslim land. But outside, no, they are free. No, they are not free. They are not free. Even in the kuffar land, you are not free to practice terrorism. Why? Because they gave you the visa. And when you apply, you are very polite. Sorry, please. Pay the fees. Yes, sir. And you hear it, sir, sir, sir. And after that, they turn to be devils. If it is obligatory on you to come to an un-Muslim land, then you have to be a good example of Muslim. In your tongue, in your shape, in your dealing. You have to be a good example of Muslim. I remember Indonesia, the largest Muslim land and community. Islam did not enter there by any toilet. It entered by the manners and characters of the businessmen. You gave a trust and you gave obligations when you asked for the visa. You cannot break those. Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, as in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 1, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, awfu bil'uqwa. This is the command, it's not from your friend. It's not from your colleague, it's from Allah. You know what I mean? It's from Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, awfu, it's a command. No choice to do or not. You have to do, or the hellfire is there. Awfu bil'uqwa. Are you who believe, fulfill all obligations. Fulfill all obligations. Also Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Mu'minun and Surah Al-Ma'arij, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who faithfully observe their trust and their covenants. So you have to fulfill what you say. It's a shame that the people say that the Muslims are liars. They say something and they do something else. That's bad. You are not believing Allah. And the devil is watching, you're going to stand face to face as an enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And imagine what when you are an enemy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It means you are an enemy of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu also Allah Ta'ala said, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith reported by Dawood, on the authority of Yusuf ibn Mahik, on the authority of his father Mahik al-Makki, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَدِّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِلَى مَنْ اِعْتَمَعَكْ وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَالَكْ. Stand for the trust even with those who breach it with you. So if you have given the trust by others, you have to stand for it. You have to stand for it. You have to be the man. Allah Ta'ala said, وَهَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any reward for good except good? People here, in UK, wherever, non-Muslim now, they welcome you to come. Some said, oh, I'm a breasted, except me. Some said, oh, this, many reasons, and they come. And then they start saying, oh. And later, we will teach you a lesson. Teach who? In the dark you teach? Nobody can see your board. Come to the light so people can see the board and read it. Read what you write. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, أَرْبَعٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ كَانَ مُنَافِقًا خَالِصًا وَمَنْ كَانَ فِيهِ خِصْلَةٌ مِّنْهُنَّ كَانَ فِيهِ خِصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ حَتَّى يَدَعْهَا. Four things. If all of them are found in one person, he's pure munafiq. He's pure munafiq. Take this scale and measure yourself. Well, weigh yourself with. The Prophet ﷺ is giving you the lab now. The lab is in your hand. You can test yourself. Are you munafiq or you're Muslim? If you're munafiq, take the chance now before you die. As Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Below Abu Jahl, below Abu Lahab, below Fir'aun, below, down, down, down. Handshaking Shaitan. Down there. What are they, Ya Rasulullah? The Prophet ﷺ said, four things, four attributes. If found in one person, he is munafiq. If one of them is found in him, then he is the man who is having an attribute of nifaq, until he leaves it. I return back to the field of Islam. They come with the believers. What are they? إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When he speaks, he tells lies. Came to the embassy, a blind. You're going to be a good citizen? Yeah, sure. Inside, he's not. He's a liar. He thinks that he's lying to mankind. Allah is witnessing. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ. If he promises or holds obligation, he breaks. Okay. I will do what you told me. When he goes, he's stupid. I'm not going to do it. No, that's bad. Or they say, you'll be avoided from prison. Yeah, sure. That is bad. When he goes back, you know who is the character? This character for whom? Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah. إِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا إِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. This is the character of munafiqeen. Two faces. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ وَإِذَا خَافَ مَفَجَرْ. And when he gets in a problem with you, in a fight with you, he exceeds all limits. You're mubtadi', you're kafir, you're munafiq. Wallahi munafiq. How do you know? نفاق الإنسان. How do you know this one? These rulers are munafiqeen. These rulers are liars. They are not believers. These ulama are not honest. This subhanallah. What's wrong with that? Are you Muhammad of the 20th century or what? Is there revelation coming to you? Subhanallah. Lastly, I just want to conclude, and inshallah we go for salah. From all what we have said, we can conclude the meaning of irhab, or terrorism. The way, or the word that is used today, that it cannot be built except by destroying what Islam came with. The Ihab of today cannot be built except by destroying what Islam came with. Honesty, etc., trust and the like. Why? Because Islam calls for the opposites of that. What? It depends on lying. Islam depends on honesty. It depends on breaking promises. Islam calls for fulfilling promises. It depends on breaking obligations. Islam calls for holding obligations. It depends on cheating. Islam warns from that. And the like. So these all is the mix of munafiq. This is the mix of munafiq. So we need to be careful and be aware of that and be far away from all the attributes and manners of the munafiqeen. May Allah protect us all and make us from his slave that he subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them and love them. And may Allah bring back all Muslims to the Quran and Sunnah and Tawheed. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. As'ila? What are we going to do? Huh? Salah. Ala salah inshaAllah.
الشيخ بعد السلام في كده. في الليل والنهار الرحمن وما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون.
Allahumma
يعبدون